This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 8th. Royal Battle. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 15. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who oppressed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoils. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone until the people you bought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her, with timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea." Yesterday we reflected on the Pharaoh of Egypt, who spoke proudly and defiantly against the Lord. That set up a dramatic showdown. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the King of creation, the Lord of the whole universe. He told Pharaoh, "Let my people go," but Pharaoh refused. The Lord God gave Pharaoh many opportunities to acknowledge the Lord's kingship. But Pharaoh kept ignoring God. After a series of 10 plagues, Pharaoh did let the people go. But then he roused his army to go and recapture the Israelites as they traveled away toward the Red Sea. But Pharaoh's forces were overwhelmed and swallowed up by the Red Sea. The victory of the Lord was complete and definitive. This is what finally awaits anyone who resists the true Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In Exodus 15, the Israelites sing their victory song. God's victory is their victory. They look back with joy. They look forward with hope. And they look up in triumph because the Lord reigns forever and ever. In Christ Jesus, the Lord has won the decisive victory over the powers of sin, death, and hell. By faith, his victory becomes our victory, our joy, our hope, and our triumph. Pray with me. O God, though this world, with devils filled, should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for you have willed your truth to triumph through us. Thank you for Christ, our victorious King. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.